My friends, welcome to the Sheep Get Sheared podcast. I'm going to warn you right now, this episode's not going to be for everyone. In fact, it will likely offend a lot of people listening to the show right now. You will likely be very offended if you do not like history, if you do not like the truth, and if uncomfortable realities make you angry. You will have a very rough time today. My friends, today's episode is designed to not to hate on any one particular group. It is designed to provide you with context, to provide you with a little dose of reality that will counter the brainwashing that we are living in, especially if you're under the age of 30. You might be asking, well, who's talking right now? Who is this guy? Who does he think he is? Well, my name is Austin Creed. That's number one. Number two, we're talking about Islam today. Now, with the man Zohan, I think that's how you pronounce his name, or Zohran, I think is how it's pronounced. Zohran, the guy running in New York City, the socialist, the Marxist Muslim, we'll call him, the Marxist Muslim man from New York City, coupled with the absolute dumpster fire in the Middle East right now, coupled with the absolutely unbelievable rise in anti-Semitism in the world, from all sides of the aisle, by the way, which is oddly very reminiscent of where we were 100 years ago, I think it's time that, as a smaller podcaster, I set the record straight. For those of you who want to listen to the show, you listen to the show not because I dance around the issues, because we address them the way they're supposed to be addressed. We need a history lesson. We need to set the record straight. Because everywhere I've been looking recently, the schmucks, both in the media and the know-nothing people who have an internet connection, are all over Twitter, they're all over Facebook, they're all over social media, TikTok and whatnot, talking about how, oh, why is there so much Islamophobia? Why is there so many people saying that Islam is bad when it's just all racism? Islam is not the same as all other religions. Oh, I know they trace their lineage back to Abraham. Oh, yes, I'm very aware of that. However, it is not the same as all other religions, and anybody who studied Islam knows this. Now, there is one thing that Islam has in common with Christianity and with Judaism, and that is that it was spread by the sword, especially initially. This is true. However, I need to set the record straight on one thing. We do not see the golden age of Islam happening anytime in the near future again. And why do I say that? Well, to tell you what I mean by the golden age of Islam, what I mean is after, so everything started with the Muhammad the Prophet, okay? Muhammad was a, you know, poor guy from a tribe in Saudi Arabia. Well, nowadays, Saudi Arabia. Just like John Smith, he had this wonderful idea. He said that the angel Gabriel came to him and showed him that the Christians and the Jews were wrong, everybody was wrong, and that he needed to guide people to this one true faith to really understand the ways of God. Now, I will tell you right here and right now, there are some aspects of Islam that are actually quite beautiful. But here's the problem. Let's take a gander at the examples that we have, okay? Let's compare Jesus to Muhammad for a second. Now, why, you might ask me, why am I doing that? Well, because the Christians looked to Jesus as an example, and the Muslims looked to Muhammad as an example. Muhammad was not Gandhi and Jesus and Mother Teresa and all these people rolling to one. He was not. He was a warlord. He was a mass murderer, a rapist, and had multiple marriages at the same time, and he was a pedophile on top of it all, marrying an 8-year-old girl named Aisha. Oh, yeah. Oh, you didn't know that? Oh, yeah. Oh, it happens in the Muslim world even now. When they marry, you know, 8-9-year-old girls. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I don't see Christians doing that. I don't see Jews doing that. I don't. And you know what the difference is, my friends? The difference is you'll find in the Old Testament things that call for outdated practices, such as discriminating very violently against homosexuals, treating women in a certain way that we don't do anymore. You know, certain things like that as two examples. You look at the modern Arabic world today. Let's even take slavery. Let's take an issue in the United States that continues to be brought up by every crackpot reverend looking for 5 seconds of fame. Slavery. Let's take that for an example. Slavery still exists in the world. In fact, there are more slaves now than there have ever been in human history. And you might ask, well, where are the slaves? They are in Saudi Arabia. They are in Asia. They are in the Middle East. They are in North Africa. In Islam, it is permissible to take slaves, especially sex slaves. I don't see Christians doing that. I don't see Jews doing that. I don't see Buddhists doing that. I don't see Hindus doing that. I don't see Zoroastrians doing that. Now, my friends, I'm going to do what I've done multiple times in the show, and I want to quote Winston Churchill. Winston Churchill in 1899 said that Islam was as dangerous in a man as hydrophobia in a dog, and that in Mohammedan law, every woman must belong to some man, whether it be as a daughter, a wife, or a concubine, and until Islam ceases to be a full-fledged power among men, then freedom will not ring true across the face of the earth. And if it were not for Christianity and Judaism being nursed in the strong arms of science, then we might fall in the West the same way as ancient Rome did. Now, my friends, you might call this hatred. You might call this, oh, you just have a bitter grudge, Austin. You don't like Muslims. I have nothing against people who are individual Muslims. They show oftentimes great virtue. Here's the problem. It is the influence of the religion, and I'll prove it to you. Believe it or not, there was actually a time after all the bloodshed in Islamic history where Islam actually gave rise to the modern-day Renaissance. That argument can be made. You may not know that. You may not realize that in a lot of ways, the Arabic world gave rise to the Renaissance in Europe. The problem is, before that to have happened, there was a coup. There was a changing of the guard in the Islamic world. There was a change in leadership that had to happen in the Ottoman Empire. You may not know that. Because Arabic Muslims were considered to be better than other non-Arabic Muslims, even though the religion explicitly called for equality amongst believers. And it took a change in the leadership for that to actually begin to be enforced, which then gave rise to tolerance in the Arabic world, which gave rise to learning, art, and freedom in a lot of ways. But the problem is we don't see that happening now. The people, the throwbacks we're seeing today, they are not even indicating, they're not even representative of the 13th century or the 8th century. Because there was time when the Muslim mind met the Christian mind, the Jewish mind, the Chinese mind, and it produced beautiful wonders for the world. But we don't see that now. We don't see that happening now, do you? All you see is suicide bombing, propaganda, lies, oppression. That's all I see. I don't see the Arabic world, those golden years. I don't see that happening. We have the King of Jordan, who's pretty tolerant. King of Saudi Arabia is not horrible, could definitely be better. And you have the Hitlers of our time, like the regime in Iran. Ahmadinejad from back in the day. These people don't understand that Islam is not compatible because it aims for Sharia law, which is religious law. And we have something called a separation of church and state, which is actually not in the Constitution. I don't know if you knew that, but it is not. And what's interesting to me is that people don't understand the history of Islam. They see them as a people who are being oppressed. The perceived virtue of the oppressed is playing into their favor. They think that because they're a minority, especially in Western countries, that they're somehow oppressed and by extension have superior virtue to the perceived oppressors. This is not true. All you gotta do is look at the world. You don't want to believe me? Go at the world stage and look at wherever you look. It's Muslims, 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 and they don't get along with their neighbors. They never have, and they never will. They never have, they never will. Look at Israel, for example. Iran says they want to get a nuclear weapon, and the minute they get it, they're gonna take Israel off the map. I was not totally for when Trump struck Iran because I wasn't aware that he had set a timer with Iran to set negotiations, and they chose to tell him to go kick rocks. I thought he was doing it for Israel, which I personally did not think was a good idea. But now that I know he didn't only do it for that reason, I'm actually more in favor of it. Israel has its own problems, and I will not excuse a lot of the ceasefires they've broken because they need to get their act together. However, I support Israel over Palestine and over Iran. No questions about it. Because when you look, when both sides converge on the middle, that usually means that you're doing something right, and it usually means that those people need to be protected to some extent. If the Jews really ran everything, which is what people are trying to tell me is the case, then how do you explain that the guy in New York City named Zoran Mamandi, is that how he pronounces his name? I don't care. How do you explain that he's getting the Democrat nomination and he's probably going to win and become the next mayor of New York City? You really think that a guy who's extremely anti-Israel, anti-Jew, if the Jews are really in charge of everything, they put him in charge? No! That's like saying, hey, you know what? Let's find the most vicious Black Panther, cracker-hating Black person out there, and let's put him in charge of all the white people. Or the most vicious Ku Klux Klan member, and put him in charge of Harlem. That makes no sense. But my friends, people don't want to make sense. They just want to make dollars, and they want to capitalize off the hatred of our time, capitalize off the misinformation and the know-nothings who are surrounding everything that you see and read and listen to. Islam is not compatible with the West. Suicide bombings to defend the religion are acceptable. I can't remember the last time that I saw a suicide bomber from Judaism or for Christianity or from Buddhism or from Hinduism, Zoroastrianism, Mormonism, nothing. Can't remember the last time I saw it. Instead, Islam is on a warpath around the world. And they are not oppressed minorities. You want to look at who's an oppressed minority? Look at their countries. And look at who's being oppressed. They get back to me. Look at who's being thrown off the roof in Iran and Iraq. It's your friends in the LGBTQ community. But nobody wants to say anything about that. I'd rather talk about guys like me being somehow anti-gay when I'm not. They don't want to say nothing to say about Iran, Iraq, Afghanistan. Nothing. Nothing to say about it at all. Nothing. It's like the feminists. They have nothing to say. They have everything to say about people in America and in Europe, and nothing to say about North Africa, nothing to say about the Middle East, and nothing to say about the treatment of women, minorities, gay people, nothing. Nothing to say about it at all. My friends, we need to set the record straight. We need people to understand that while Islam may have practitioners who are not bad people, it is the influence of the religion and the radical imams we are seeing that predate the 8th century. Some of them will probably find this show and they'll get pissed at me for telling you the truth. But they are not in favor of teaching you the truth. They want to gaslight you into saying this is Islamophobia. I don't fear Islam. I fear its influence on the human mind. I fear that it will destroy everything that I hold dear. If either A, Islam does not shape up into what it once was, or it is not, or it ceases to be a huge player on the world stage. There's no other two ways about it. My friends, what are your thoughts about Islam and how it's affected the world and what's happening in the world today? I'd love to hear about it. Until then, I look forward to hearing from you, and you let me know what you think about it. Am I out of line? Am I right on the money? I'll let you decide. I'm out of here. Peace.